It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Being accused of a sex crime.
Oh, yeah.
Although these days, everybody's getting accused. It's the thing to do. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here. Oh, he'll be here soon, I'm sure. Some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
It'll happen. What are you... Is something bad happening to our magic box that
No, I just want to turn up... I wanted to turn up the volume just a skosh.
Pump up the volume.
Yeah. Anyway. On the show, a discussion between the differences of how Hollywood journalists and the politicals are handling all these sexual crimes because everybody's under the gun.
Yes.
And I think we've seen a difference in how they're being handled.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we got? Oh, Nazi news. Twitter verifies the leader of the Charlottesville march. That's good. And Nazi pizza. They declared Papa John's as the official pizza of the alt-right. Papa John's, not so thrilled. We'll discuss that. And we've done some research, and we've come up with some chains that might be good for the alt-right pizza. And maybe some slogans.
You never know.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's all about capitalism. It's a niche market.
Yeah, it's very niche.
It's got it. Well, yeah. It's niche-y. What else we got on the show? The third stanza of the national anthem, racist or not, and what to do about it. I have a take on statues.
Okay.
I was watching something the other day, and it made me think about this. So I wrote a blog about it, so we'll discuss it, and you might like it, and Joe might tell me I'm wrong, or everybody go, you know what, that makes fucking sense. Or you might tell me I'm wrong, but then you'd be wrong, and you're not usually wrong like that.
Thank you?
Exactly.
I think.
Indeed. Facebook wants your nude photos.
Oh, I bet they do.
They want you to send it to them. We'll talk about that. And Anne Jackson. So a full show tonight. Did you ever – oh, by the way, I'm pissed off at YouTube. I'm very pissed off at YouTube.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, I'm pissed off at you, too. And I'm like, what did I do this time?
No, I'm not pissed off at you at all.
Oh, okay, good.
Pissed off at YouTube, as I was telling Pippi before the show. We're finally making progress.
Yes.
Finally. On the Juliana Avalos page. I'm finally starting to put up some of that evidence.
Some really juicy stuff.
That a scam victim
sent
me. Some very convincing evidence.
I'm holding my hand in the air. My eyes are wide, and I'm saying, holy crap.
Pip and Joe never realized exactly what I had.
I didn't know.
I just said I got some stuff. A victim came to me a couple years ago.
And I had a feeling, but wow.
So I got some. You haven't even seen the pictures yet.
No.
And the texts and all that stuff.
No, but just the little bit that you shared with me. and I'm still talking about the Yuliana Avala stuff, that some of that is mind-blowing. Really, because...
Yeah, well, seeing her in action, I wish it was the mind. Anyway. I'm referring to a video that, so far, has not been banished.
So far.
So far. So there was this video where she, I guess she was working out, and she asked Billy, for the sake of that page, that's what we'll call him, Billy.
Okay, that works.
She asked Billy, you know, how's all the working out been going for you? I mean, how am I looking? Do you see the improvements in my body and everything I've been working out? So there's a 15-second video of her standing in front of the mirror.
Right.
Naked.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get that up there. And I can't. And I don't know how to...
Davin can't get it up.
Uh-huh. Right. I can't. I don't know how to blur out the privates because I would.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
And you get like one appeal with YouTube if it violates the terms of services. And I didn't understand it because it's just a line. I didn't know if you hit enter, you could like keep going to explain your appeal, and I wasn't done, and I got turned down because my appeal would be, well, this is newsworthy, and I would explain to them why, and I would show the page. You go, no, I'm trying to show a relationship here,
right,
to warn people this is actually newsworthy.
Yeah,
under that exception, but yeah, and then I created another account, not linked to anything. And they flagged that immediately. Meanwhile, I got her sucking a dildo, and they're fine with it. I don't know.
Because it was uniquely unsexy the way she was doing that.
You know, for a decent looking girl, she's very unsexy.
But you know what? That's kind of true. That a lot of times people who are good looking don't feel like they have to work at it.
No, but she's trying to work at it. That's the difference.
She's trying to look sexy, and that's not.
Yeah, I mean, listen. There's that certain arrogance. I know I got it, and I can just lay here. I get that.
Yeah,
I get that. But to see somebody,
oh, do you?
I do. But to see somebody try to be sexy and fail so badly at it.
Yeah, it was like, no, this. I mean,
I don't think I could be sexy, but I wouldn't try to be sexy. I certainly wouldn't videotape it. It certainly wouldn't be my business.
Oh, no, I would die a thousand deaths.
Think my mind is probably sexy. I could probably captivate people with my mind, which she cannot.
Well, no, I mean, you did some a creative writing exercise, and you were doing sexy talk with one of the was it Belinda? It might have been Belinda.
How could you forget?
And it was. And I mean, you were doing well with that, you know?
But I'm writing, and that's my mind. I'm not sitting there on a camera trying to shake my little tush on the catwalk.
trying to give that come hither look.
That come hither look, flexing the guns, showing the pet. I'm not doing any of that.
I don't even know how I managed to bag Mr. Helix, because I'm sure if I try to give a come hither look, I'd look constipated.
I think you probably took a page out of an Alabama judge's playbook. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is somebody's. This was part of her business.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's trying to do this for a living,
she's an all right looking girl. She's not an ugly girl. She's all
right. No, she's all right.
But yeah, I mean, I.
That was. I mean, you really do have to have some low standards for what you consider sexy. Like, oh my God. Look at those fucking ankles. They're driving me wild. I mean,
I really have to have low standards. She's working it and everything.
Yeah, but not well.
No, it's like a robot.
Yeah, she just... Well, you know what? I have said to you, enthusiasm wins the day.
Yeah.
She's...
But your example of that pre-show was awful.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You're not so much with the mind.
No, probably not.
Here's a wildebeest really trying hard. No, no, I don't care. Listen, I appreciate the moxie. I appreciate that she's finally getting a little cardio in.
Okay, so bad example, but I'm just
not
saying.
Now here's a better example.
Okay.
A six trying really hard and really knows how to, has a confidence, can really use her body.
Yep.
Versus an eight who's kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. You might go with the six.
Yeah, well,
but if you got like a seven and a zilch,
well, say that said woman is looking up at you in mid action, and say that her
you play ping pong. What's going on?
yes, and say that her eyes look dead inside. You know,
I hope so.
This
soon, the rest of her will be.
No. Oh, my God.
Evidentiary purposes, should something occur.
Oh, my God. Do you already have a hole dug? This is what I'm afraid of.
Several. If I told you which one and where, I'd have to kill you.
I've been in your backyard. I thought you had tremendous gophers.
There's other backyards in the lot, my friend.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those people just moved out.
Yes.
All right, scared of you. Yes. Getting out of your basement immediately.
But if she looks dead in the eyes.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
I think hookers have like that dead inside look.
Yeah.
A lot of them do.
Like checked out.
Yeah,
you know?
They could still turn on the. They know how to use their body.
Yeah, I'm because they've done this.
Like
enough,
if you're
they know
sucking
it works.
On a dildo, coming from an expert,
isolate that.
It shouldn't look like you're about to take a throat culture.
It shouldn't be like
It shouldn't be like a dental exam.
I don't know what a good and you know metaphor for what it looked like she was doing. Gargling, kind of, not disinterestedly.
But I don't think she was trying to be disinterested.
No, she wasn't.
No.
But it looked disinterested.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, is that that was not enthusiasm. Yeah, she was trying to look interested. She didn't.
She doesn't know. She might be too vapid to pull off sexy. Which, usually, vapid and sexy can go hand in hand.
I know.
But there could be a level of vapidity.
There could be a level that after which you can't. You're just like, does this look good? No, honey. No,
I mean, mentally handicapped girls get laid.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Don't.
I'm doing what I'm saying. I'm saying like it's horrible, and I'm not condoning it, and I'm not encouraging. But I'm saying you hear these stories where.
Yeah. Well. Yes. Because someone is mentally handicapped doesn't take away sex drive.
No, I'm not on them, on guys taking advantage and wanting to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not putting it on them. No, but what I'm saying is.
That's power and control. That's not sexy.
I don't know what it is. But what I'm saying is, that's not a turn on to me. And
thank you.
Like, even if she was, like, hot and, like, mentally handy, I couldn't. So, and that's kind of what I look at this one as.
Well, because as much as you like to portray yourself as a dirtbag, and we will get into some real dirtbags today.
Really?
You actually.
Oh, I thought there was something from when you were hanging out with Joe.
No. No. As much as you like to portray yourself that way, you actually do understand the concept of consent.
Yeah, I usually consent.
You always consent. Who the fuck are you kidding?
No, I don't.
No, I know you don't.
Now I would. I go through phases.
Yeah.
I go through phases.
Where you're feeling like demure?
Where it's just like, I could do better. And then there's other phases go, no, I can't.
This'll do.
It really depends how you catch me.
Well, you know, I've seen Joe beg. And sometimes you go for it and sometimes you don't.
You've seen Joe beg.
You.
Beg me.
Yeah. And he's so uncomfortable with this idea. He started fidgeting immediately.
I didn't know.
And I'm reaching for his drink. I got to get a soda. I can't just sit here.
I am having the Sprite Zero quench my thirst. Carry on.
I'm just.
Delicious.
I'm just teasing you.
Carbonation.
anything to get that taste out of your mouth. Oh.
No, that'd be gargling in salt water. But then again, didn't I have enough salt? Anyway, I digress.
Yep.
But anyway, so we'll hopefully get that video up there. Hopefully this will be on the website.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's.
And there's more to come. I mean, even even when Diva Donnie has scheduled to go up, there's still plenty more.
It's. If you remember all of our shenanigans with Juliana Avalos, I all of a sudden couldn't remember how to pronounce her first name. When she first came to our attention was on that 2020.
No, she first came to my attention as Agnes.
Oh, that's right.
Who morphed into Belinda.
That's right.
And
it's all
on the website.
No, but I mean, like, on television, we saw her on 2020 being this demure little, I don't know what's going on, flower. And wow, when you see what Davin's got. Wow.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking damning. I do. I told Diva Donna, I go, yeah, not for nothing. How secure is our server? Because I would expect to be attacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, what could they do if I've already fucked up their $1 billion lawsuit?
I know. That was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Put
a pin in
but
it.
But now
you
they're making a lot
done.
Of money in cyber currency, and I'll see if I can stop that. Anyway. Speaking of a lot of money, do you ever go, when you were in elementary school, high school, middle school, college, did you ever go on, like, not a field trip, but, like, a part of a group, like the Spanish club, like, went on a week-long trip or a music trip or sports trip?
Just on day outings, not for
not
a week
long
trip.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but I mean, part of school, like we had a field trip, like in.
I'm not talking about field trips.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 3-day field trip.
Okay.
Where we went to a camp, and they gave us like we had different classes than we normally do, like biology and you know ecology and stuff like that, because we were away at a camp. So we did that for 3 days.
How much that cost?
God, I don't even know, but I sold M&Ms like a motherfucker to pay for that.
Okay. So my daughter is part of this musical group that meets after school. She's in orchestra, takes private lessons. Oh, I should probably tell you guys this. Can't get too much into it, but for Thanksgiving, we're dressing up, that's stupid, in these fucking union suits, these adult onesies.
Okay.
You know what? It's like a onesie.
Yeah.
Before adults, they have to, so I'm going as Darth Vader.
Where?
To my sister-in-law's house.
Why?
Because the niece wanted to.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. It's, I
wait.
Talk,
oh.
I can't really get into
all. No.
I can't really get into all the shenanigans.
Okay, but can we just parse that for a moment?
Sure.
Okay. Everyone is literally going to get into, like...
Different characters.
Character onesies.
Like, or like my daughter's going as a llama, which she wants to call an alpaca.
Okay.
The wife is going as a black cat. Some people are going as like a unicorn, all sorts of things.
These are things you can purchase looking like these things
yes.
already?
Yes.
You don't
yes.
have to make up the costume?
Don't
but
make up the costume.
You buy them fully born from
yes.
some outlet.
And you sleep in them.
Yeah, no, I get that it's sleeping gear. I'm just not sure how that, it's not like Purim has collided with Thanksgiving somehow.
The niece just wanted... thought it'd be really cool. We all took this picture.
Okay.
And everybody signed on. Now there's a side thing that I can't really talk about because I was specifically told don't talk about that on the radio. So I'm not going to talk about that on the radio.
Okay.
But let's just say some people act like children when we're not even talking about children. But I'll leave that there. It's like you know where I had to go on to it and go, are we really arguing about this? Like I had to be the adult. But anyway, that's not the point.
So, you had to be the adult.
Yes, exactly.
Oh God, I'm tantalized.
So I will be going as Darth Vader.
Darth Vader pajamas, basically.
No, onesie.
Well, pajamas.
But here that's not. Here's the cool part.
Okay.
My little daughter, the violinist, which brought this up, she will be walking behind me in her alpaca suit. Playing the violin, playing the Imperial March. As I
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm going to make an entrance.
Look, look, if you're going to do this, you got to make an entrance.
Absolutely.
I'm down with that. I like that.
The only question is, do I go to the store and get like the mask that I could change my voice and go all in?
Oh, yeah.
Originally, the wife was going to be playing on the keyboards with my daughter, but she pussycatted out.
but you know what?
And I'm going to get a lightsaber.
Don't you already have one?
I don't. And don't be a pig.
Too late.
Listen,
do you not know me?
Listen, if it's red and glowing, it's infected.
If it's green, we can't even discuss
exactly.
that.
No,
this is a family program.
Right. So I got to get the dart. So, but Master Marmo, where Skylar goes to Taekwondo,
mm-hmm.
may have one that I can borrow.
Okay, but I think you should go all out with the mask.
We'll see, maybe. But don't you like the idea of the daughter playing behind me?
Yes. No, I do have to ask a question because I really don't know the answer to this. And I'm not just trying to be a pig. I really don't understand. If you're wearing a onesie as a man.
It zippers and you pull it down.
And there's like.
There's no fly.
There's no fly in it.
But
zippers
in the front, you pull it down.
But, like, what does one wear underneath this so that one does not feel exposed to the world?
Oh, it's very warm and snug.
Oh, it is?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
I tried on a Chewbacca one just to get my size.
I wish I could make that noise. Too warm.
No, that's Yoda. I did Yoda the other day at the end of the comedy show for some fans.
But Okay, this is very interesting. I do like the being played in part.
I like that too. That makes it worthwhile. It was a choice between Yoda and Darth Vader, and then it was like, well, which one I possibly wear again?
Yeah,
and it was Darth Vader because the Darth Vader one doesn't have a hood.
Oh.
Like the Yoda one has like a head hood.
Right, right, right.
But
this,
it does have a cape though.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that's kind of cool. I have a little cape. Never worn a cape.
I totally need to see pictures of this.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll post it.
Good.
So whatever. But there's a reason why I went along, which I will tell you later, possibly.
Okay.
But this my inclination was originally not to.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because that's my usual inclination with many things is no.
No.
No. I'll wear a band shirt. Can I wear a band shirt? No, that doesn't count. They actually had Aerosmith onesies.
Okay.
But it was just red and just had Aerosmith.
Yeah. Boring.
And then I was going to get a custom-made Davin's Den one.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, we're all going as characters. It's like, all right, fine.
We are characters.
That's funny. But I was getting backlash.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, all right. And then I went to Darth Vader. I'm like, oh, Jack Sparrow would be good.
That would be fun.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, no, I know.
They didn't have that. I could do a good Jack Sparrow.
That would be really good, but yeah. You would need the hair with the, like, trinkets.
Yeah, I could totally do that. I could totally grow this out. And
he's talking to his beard.
Yeah. No, I'm talking to you, stupid. I'm not talking to my beard, you asshole.
You might be talking to your beard.
Quite the show if the beard was my co-host. Right. Who's got a crumb? Is that is that peanut butter in there?
I've got some food in here.
Thanks for feeding me.
Wait a minute. This is kind of sloppy. Could you get that napkin over there? Could you just wipe the spot? No. Left. No.
Beard radio.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, I am partaking.
Okay. Well, you know, good for you. Because I know that sometimes those side of family shenanigans, I get it. Because as a person who does not like to dance in public, I get people, like, especially because my husband plays in a band, you know, I get people going, cool, let's dance. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, but it's white music, so there's really not that much dancing involved.
No.
We just kind of sway or move our head.
Sway, bob
that's,
up and down.
That's not really dancing.
No, but people, like, especially one particular a drunk woman who goes to a lot of my husband's band shows.
The proper way to enjoy Mr. Helix, drunk.
Yeah, well, that's her take on it. And she's always like, come on, let's dance. I'm like, no, for the 100th time, no. God.
Well, this is different.
So, what I'm saying is that I understand that I won't be doing that.
I am not. I'm usually non-participatory.
Yes.
I am usually above it all, but I shall be in the midst of the fray.
All right. Well, good for you.
Support for my daughter.
Okay. I appreciate that. And especially now that you have, like, you've made it your own, you're on board.
Well, I mean, listen, an Imperial March by a pink alpaca playing a violin. It's pretty fucking cool.
That's it reminds me of the moment in me and Mr. Helix's wedding where our friend, because it was a costume wedding, our friend dressed as Mr. Spock played the theme to Star Trek on the theremin, which is the instrument that noise it comes from.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he had this green light on him, and then he also played Here Comes the Bride on it, which was hilarious.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it was like, you know what, that was a special moment.
The question is, does the alpaca walk in front of Darth Vader playing the violin, or behind Darth Vader playing the violin?
Oh, you know what?
You've never seen Star Wars, though, have you?
I have not.
Oh,
can you believe that?
I can, because you're useless. Anyway. Anyway, so my daughter has many talents. Among them, playing the violin. I actually posted some of her sketchings on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that.
I haven't been on
a lot lately.
It's
insane the ability she has in various things.
Wow.
And her desire not to really work hard at any of it. That is her.
But it's for somebody who I have like some modest abilities in different areas. Stop.
I said nothing.
I know. I have modest artistic ability, modest singing ability. But to see people who are like really who are really talented musically or really artistically talented, it's frustrating to me that sometimes they don't do anything with it, or they just do the modicum to get by, but don't really, like, delve into it and try to build on it. It's like, oh, you have
some
this great
like
gift.
I
know.
Lost another Facebook friend. I lose more fucking people.
What, you lost another one?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Just now?
No, I at some point.
Okay. I had a good friend growing up.
Here, check these out. These are her sketchings.
Oh, let me see. Okay. Oh my God, that cat is so cute. Look at, wow. I'm
you want me to hold it?
I'm blind. No, I'm just trying to figure out if what kind of wild cat that is. If that's a cheetah or whatever.
I think it's a leopard. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's yeah, a leopard.
Spotted one.
And the dragon is a little bit, or is it a seahorse?
I think it's a dragon. I don't know. I think it's a dragon.
But it's a little faint to tell. Wow. Wow. The cat is particularly good.
Oh, you didn't.
And it's not just because I'm partial to cats. Oh, there's more. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, she has some real ability.
She's 11.
I know, but for 11.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty
like,
darn
she's
good.
At the point where she could see a picture, and then she can draw it. So then we want to get her to the point where she can see like a living thing, a person, and do that. Like, we want her to develop it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that you know what? She does have...
she has artistic talent in my wife's side of the family. You know, they have artists on that side of the family.
So, you know, with some training and you know.
They also have musicians, and she's a pretty decent violinist when she applies herself.
Good for her.
So, yeah, she was a good athlete, but she doesn't like to run, so. She would have been really good at softball, but the whole running thing is not a fan.
You know what? You take your,
yeah. So,
you know,
whatever.
Pick your battles, Dad.
Exactly. So,
oh, God, I just called you Dad.
That's all
right. I'm going to need another couple months on therapy.
Perfect. So she's in this club. This music club with all the string instruments.
Right.
At the end of the year, they want to take a trip. Mm-hmm. 6 days, 5 nights to Nashville.
Wow.
Round trip air from Newark to Nashville nonstop. Deluxe motor coach transportation. First of all, there's nothing deluxe about motor coach transportation.
Well, compared to like Greyhound.
Not, yeah, exactly. You're not on Greyhound or a school bus. But slow down. You're still on a bus. It just got a toilet.
And that's not always a plus.
Here's where it gets a little hinky. Accommodations for 5 nights, quadruple occupancy.
Yeah.
I understand. 4 breakfasts, 1 lunch, 4 dinners. We can't fucking give them every meal?
What? 4 breakfasts, 1 lunch, 4 dinners.
And it's 6 days and 5 nights.
So what do you... okay, so now...
Well, I'm just setting the stage.
Yeah.
4 shows, Songwriter's Night at the Nashville Nightlife Theater.
Okay.
Grand Ole Opry, which, you know, nice. I might think is pretty cool.
Just, it's a tradition.
Right. Tribute to Elvis show, because that's what 11 and 12-year-olds want.
Oh, they're going to be so bored.
And at the Texas Troubadour Theater, a professional guided city tour of Nashville, Opry Mills, Free Time in Nashville, backstage tour of the Opry House, Country Music Hall of Fame, Studio B, and the Hermitage.
Okay. A lot of those things, I don't know what they are.
Well, because we're not country fans. The Hermitage I've heard of. I want to say that's where Elvis did some stuff.
Okay. And the Grand Ole Opry, of course, everybody knows what that is.
Get to perform 3 times at Opry Plaza. Country
it must be Opry.
Yeah, you're right. Opry Plaza, Country Music Hall of Fame, and the Hermitage.
Okay.
You get your own host, taxes and meals and gratuities. What do you think this would set somebody back? What do you think this would set us back?
This is going to be pricey. I'm just thinking, like, airfare alone?
It's fucking Nashville. It's not Hawaii.
I know, but still, you know, it's like round trip, $500, you know, something like that. Coach, I don't know, $100. Then you're going to have, even with quadruple occupancy, you're going to have like, you know, $75, $100 a night.
That's a little much. $400 for a hotel room is a little much.
Yeah, it is.
So, no.
Okay, all right, let me
at least it shouldn't
back
be.
It off.
At least if I'm the one making reservations, it's not.
Yeah, so like, okay, so like $40, $50 a night. Mm-hmm. God, you know what? I can't even imagine what the food and like...
I'm sure they're going to be...
All the entertainment's going to be.
I'm sure it's going to be gourmet.
Let me just throw something out there, because I really am not sure. $3,000?
Okay. $2,000.
Still, a lot.
A little fucking much.
A lot.
A little much. A little much.
For 11-year-olds to go on a trip?
Yeah, a little fucking much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And then they're like, well, you could do fundraisers. So you go, oh, okay, we can offset this.
You're going to have to sell M&Ms until you die.
What do you think the fundraisers are for?
Oh.
T-shirts and instrument rental while you're down there. Fuck that.
What?
fuck?
No.
That?
You have to have a t-shirt now on this trip?
I guess. No, I guess because they're all performing.
Oh, God. No, no, no.
Like, there's not even guaranteed lessons with, like, professionals down there. They're going to see if they can, but that's not guaranteed.
No. Wait, they have to, so now they have to wear, in my day, we used to have to wear a white shirt, black pants, or skirt.
Oh, no, we're forever buying shirts.
Oh, God, no. When are you ever going to look at this shirt again?
I don't know.
Never. And what was the other thing? Shirts and?
And instrument rentals.
They can't bring their instruments?
A lot of these kids don't have their own instruments.
They have to rent them while they're down there?
Yeah, a lot of them rent it for the school year. This is after the school year.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's a little much, right?
Yeah, this is asking a lot.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think? Parents are made of money?
I mean, I just threw out $3,000 because you're, from your the look on your face, I'm like, this has got to be.
Yeah, if it was cheap, I wouldn't be bringing it up.
No, but $2,000.
And here's the thing.
Jesus.
It's such a particular trip. Like, if your little kid happens to really like country music.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, but.
Otherwise,
it's very specific.
Yeah.
It's not, and especially. Like these 11-year-olds going to see an Elvis show, that's really poorly thought out.
Yeah.
That's not going to be.
And my daughter don't want to walk around as it is. She still talks about how we had when we had to take that tour in Cuba where she had to walk and it was hot.
You know what?
And I think at some point she got chocolate on that tour, too.
it's like you got to go to Cuba. Most people can't go to Cuba. And it's like you got to go there and that's. Too much walking for you?
Well, you know, I talked about, you know, we're going to go to Israel at some point in the next few years.
Nice.
Yeah, she's concerned about the walking.
Yeah, of course. Of course she is.
My little veal.
Wait, I can give her some pointers.
Of course.
No, you have to suck it up. You have to suck it up. You go someplace.
Well, yeah, when you're a kid, you don't think that way.
Yeah, no. I lost 10 pounds in 10 days in England because I walked so much and ate so little.
That's usually when I go to the Bahamas. That's usually
yeah.
So yeah, it's a little pricey, right?
Yeah, and it's the fact that it's so country music specific. Now, of course,
but you're going to
Nashville, so that's what you would expect. But why?
Well, last year they went to Colorado, and it was so popular. But I mean, these are string instruments. They're not doing a ton. They're not doing fiddling. They're not doing country songs.
She's not
going to
fiddle.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing classical type stuff.
I know.
Or newer stuff, but you know, or like scores to movies type stuff and that type of genre.
All right, but let's just work on this for a second. Now, you want your kid to do something music centric, and you want them to go someplace music centric. What exactly do you think that they're going to go? What I mean, they're doing classical music. Should we send them to Vienna? I mean, where could you send them that is
Billy Joel's
in?
House?
You mean Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I mean, probably New York is a good place.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, if they went to see a symphony at what used to be called Avery Fisher,
but
I don't know the new name.
But all these cities have, like, their own version of, like, the Pops. Like, you know,
yeah,
the book,
yeah.
Where, or their own orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, that's not even on the tour.
Yeah, something to do with that
right.
would make more sense.
Like a Nashville Pops or whatever the hell they have.
Yeah, whatever they do. I mean, because believe it or not, Nashville is not only country music.
I did not know.
I
hear they have good barbecue.
But it's like it's really strange that here's kids that are going, not that you want to limit them to one thing, but it's really strange to suspect that they're going to be interested in the Grand Ole Opry at all.
And Elvis? I mean,
and Elvis?
I mean, listen, there might be a few kids.
Maybe.
You know.
That their parents played it, and so they know what it is.
As opposed to my kid, who sounds like my fucking mother. What is this racket? what I put on my rock music. Just sounds like they're screaming. They all sound the same. All right, Grandma, settle the fuck down.
I mean, they all sound the same.
That's what she said. That's what my daughter says.
Ah.
Most awful thing last night.
What?
So I'm at Dangerfield's Comedy Club.
Yeah?
I shouldn't even say this.
Oh.
So there's an Asian comic.
Mm-hmm.
An Asian male comic.
Right.
I thought he was somebody else.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I didn't say his name, so I just made it like I was introducing myself. But
yeah.
I look at him like I recognize.
Like, you recognize
but I pulled it off when he said, I was like, that's not him. But the guy who I thought it was, I've only met once.
But that's okay. It's not you. I know where you're going. You're saying like, oh, God, they all look alike. And I'm afraid I just tried to prove that. No. Sometimes you just see people and you're, is that the guy? And it has nothing to do with him being Asian. It really doesn't.
All right.
No, it really doesn't.
All right.
Don't feel bad about that at all. That's not what that means.
I mean, I got over it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
I didn't say anything. So I was like, oh, well, you got... Well, you know.
Oh, I know. Well, there... You know, there was a guy... I recently got a new roof. And the salesman that came out and discussed the materials with me and what the process was and yada, yada. Very nice young man. Very nice. And so we were talking for a little while, and we're talking about, you know, he's doing the really good salesman schmooze, and we're talking about other things that are off topic. And I said something about, it had to do with the conversation. I said something about, well, you know, I'm presuming that you're Asian because of how he looks. And he goes,
right.
He goes, well, actually, I'm half Filipino and half.
We had this conversation.
Right.
Right.
But then I don't know if I told you what he said. And he goes.
Well, you told me he was wrong. I told you he was wrong.
Right. No, that there was that thing. But about, you know, saying that he wasn't Asian because he's Filipino. And I'm
right.
Like, no, that's Asian. And another guy confirmed that for me, who happened to be Filipino. He said, yeah, we're Asians. But anyway.
You didn't trust me?
No, but it was like, I'm going to the source.
I fucking know things. These are things I know.
No, but I didn't tell you what he said to me.
What?
He goes, oh, I know, it's the chinky eyes. And I went, what? Like, what did you just say?
You should have said, no, it's your Pinay nose.
The what?
Pinay. Sometimes Filipinos are Pinay. P-I-N-A-Y.
P-I-N-A-Y. That's what you say?
Who says
that?
You could have.
No, I'd never even heard of that before.
Next time you're confronted.
Is that a slur?
I don't think it's a slur.
I've never heard this word before. I would be afraid to use it in any context.
You must report back.
No, I'm not ever.
Okay.
But I couldn't believe he said that. I was like, that was the farthest thing from my mind. But I'm like, the what? Did you just say chinky about yourself?
Chinky.
Holy shit. I was.
No, self-deprecating.
I know, but it was like, dude, you're a salesman, and we just met. I mean, we have a nice rapport, but I can't believe you said that to me. Did he think I would go, yes, yes, absolutely, your chinky eyes.
And now I'm not going to do your roof at this price. We just cost you.
Fantastic markup, because you agreed with me.
So you're going to be able to get up there stealthily and quiet like a ninja, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
That would have been cool.
Oh, no. No, but I'd like... I'm taken aback when people say things like ethnic slurs about themselves when I don't know them that well. And it's like, that wasn't what I was thinking. I would never, ever say that about someone. I couldn't believe he said it.
He's very comfortable with you.
I guess he was.
So she shan't be going on this trip.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is she upset about that?
Not really, because she don't want to walk around a lot.
Veal life for life.
No, I mean, there's not really things that, you know, I'm sure she'd like to play.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to miss camp for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this is like expensive. So I go to her. I said, listen, you could do this because camp ain't cheap either. Or you could go to camp like two or three less weeks.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I want to go to camp.
Okay.
There's only 1 week of camp. She does not decide, because this year was the first year she went every week of camp.
And she enjoyed it that much.
She
so
did, except for 1 week that they do every year, which she is informed she will be taking off next.
What is that week?
Olympic week. That's where they're running around doing.
I shall not be participating. You can put me in any color onesie you like. I shall not be running around on a field.
Yes, no, she has no interest.
Good girl.
No interest.
No.
It's a shame. She's a good athlete, too. But
she just doesn't dig it.
Doesn't like running.
That's a very specific thing to not like.
I don't like running either, but unless there's a purpose.
Well, I mean, I don't mean you have to enjoy it.
Like, at one point I considered running track, mm-hmm. and then I realized I don't want to run.
I don't really like this.
Because at baseball I was running laps anyway, as it was, especially when we were bad. But
well, there was one point where I thought that I would like to, instead of exercising by myself, do something as a group activity. And there was a lady that I knew that was really nice. And she had belonged to this ladies' softball league. And so she said, yeah, you know, there's a lot of nice girls on the team. And you know, we get together and it's a hoot. Why don't you come out? And I go, I don't know. It's been a long time since I even tried any of those things.
Do I still have to go down on other teammates? How does it work?
It's been a long time since I tried that.
I was voted most popular.
When was college again? But
strong jaw.
A muscular tongue. And so I...
muscular. Write that down.
Muscular tongue. So I was just... I was enthused about it, and one of the ladies was like, I'll help you practice and see if you have any skills, because it had been a long time since I even tried,
right,
you know, any softballish type activity, because back in my day, you weren't really encouraged to be athletic as a girl, you know, there weren't girls' teams for a lot of things, and you were definitely labeled as, you know, lesbian if you wanted to play. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, there was a very specific stigma on girls wanting to play in sports. It seems strange now, but there was. And so I wasn't all that enthusiastic about it.
Your sport should be cooking.
And it shall be. And sewing. I lettered in sewing.
Cooking, sewing, and house cleaning. Let's go. That shall be your sport.
Well, you know damn well I didn't letter in house cleaning.
Well. No, sadly no.
Lost that skill. But
you had it.
At one point.
I remember that week.
I was feeling feisty.
You helped me clean my house, my apartment, so I can't complain.
No, I helped you move. I didn't clean any of it.
Well, it was kind of hand in hand because there was a lot of shit that had to go.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I didn't have dust bunnies. I had dust people.
Oh, yeah, they were scary.
I wasn't scared.
There was one corner in one room that was like,
neglect.
that is our family tradition.
Not my family. I was just
mine.
Fucking, well,
no, just, speaking of
myself.
I
see no reason in cleaning. It's just going to get dirty again. I'm very pragmatic.
Yeah, you know, the dust just keeps settling.
Exactly.
Somehow.
If I clean it, will it stay clean? No,
no.
It's going to get dirty again. What's on TV?
Well, there is something that I found that seems to work, and I'm not proud of this, but I'm sharing. Sometimes if the cats throw up on the rug, it's much easier to clean it once it has dried than it is when it's wet. So you have to wait until the end of the day and scrape it up and then clean it, because it is nasty wet and hot. Nasty. So if somebody's yakking.
Hot. Nasty,
nasty
cat puke.
Cat puke. If somebody is yakking before work, I'm not dealing with that until I get home.
Nor are you warning Mr. Helix of where not to step.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, no. You should. Every day should be an adventure.
It is, actually. Whoever's up first.
What, you got five cats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of puke.
Yeah.
They're very pukey beasts.
They're pukey beasts. You know, it's like, that last crunchy didn't settle with me. It's like, stop. Oh, God.
They're like hookers who never learned how to swallow properly.
Well, when you are woken up from a solid... hey, that's nice. But no, when you're woken up with the noise, you just find said feline and... project it off of the
bed.
Well,
I've said this before. I said that's the difference between people. I've said it time and again on the show. It's the difference between your cat and a person.
Yeah.
A person pukes, you run and get them garbage pail, you try to usher into the bathroom.
Right.
A cat pukes on your bed, you fucking launch that cat.
That cat is getting off the bed immediately.
Amazingly enough, cats never puke midair.
They don't.
They don't. They wait till they land, they take a couple steps, and blah.
It's amazing that they have any control over that, because God knows we don't.
Yeah. Like, if I was a cat, I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. And there'd be, like, just a stream of puke that would cure us of ever throwing them again. Because, like, if you
just...
It would
be some exorcist puking.
Because you're trying to avoid it on your bed. So
yeah.
So you heave the cat, but if that goes, aha, and... and, like, leaves a stream of puke all down your bed.
Yes.
You go, wow. Hey, you got a little trail.
Look at that.
Look, it's like breadcrumbs, but tender vittles.
Trail mix. No, they really do. And the little bastards, if they're in mid, and you put a piece of newspaper or a magazine or something under them because they're on the rug and you know this is going to be a pain in the ass to clean up.
Your husband's box of shorts, whatever's
handy. Whatever's handy. Your husband, you know, whatever's handy.
Stay there.
Lie there
the
and take it.
We just had the carpet cleaners in.
I have a carpet cleaning machine and he's the one who has to use it, so he knows.
He's the one who has to use it.
He's the carpet cleaner
now,
guy.
Now when you're done with all your little toy packing, why don't you clean?
That's right.
You've had your fun, packing your toys.
We have like a delegation of duties.
I understand.
You know, when the dishwasher starts like hicking up all kinds of like crust or whatever, I have to get in there and deal.
As well, you should. These are not things I do.
No, but I go in there. I just like feistified the thing that's in the dishwasher.
Oh, all right, you're just disgusting.
It's nasty.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a horrible job.
Somebody should do that.
I did that.
That well,
it was nasty. But
I don't even know how to use my dishwasher.
You don't?
No.
Really?
No idea.
Oh my god, that's
no
hilarious.
No idea.
I don't know.
Not on the list of things that I have deemed I shall do.
There are buttons on it. There are too many choices because it's one of these modern contraptions that does everything. It poaches salmon, this thing. I don't know how all of it works. So once I found a routine that works and gives us the cleanest dishes, I put stickers on all the buttons that you have to press right before you say go.
Like it's a combination.
Yeah, there is.
And this is how we feel with a clitoris. It's the same type of thing. Once you figure out what makes it get the best result, we put stickers around it.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
God, it's scratchy.
Well,
they have sharp edges, those stickers.
You like when we get the right combination.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So.
I will speak for all women at this moment. Yes.
Well, then you deal with our stickers.
We do. The stickers are fine.
A little post-it note.
Lick
to the left, down two.
Sign here. Whatever it takes, it's great.
It's fucking ridiculous, those things.
Look, as long as the little man in the boat is addressed, we're happy.
Hello, little man in the boat.
Hello. Are you scooping up cranberries from the bog? If that's a euphemism, yes. He's a little man in a boat. I don't know. What else do you do in a boat besides
fish? I just
fish?
Thought of like fucking menstruation.
No.
And once again, Pip Helix ruins everything.
Oh my god, no!
Because it's red.
You just ruined and cranberries for me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And it's almost that time.
Because it's red and kind of soupy.
No, we are not ruining cranberries for me. No, god damn it.
Do you like the gel or the whole berry?
I still like the stuff that comes out of the can with the can marks on it.
I like a good gel.
I do. But people make nice homemade cranberry sauce.
Sure.
And I enjoy that,
and
too.
At some point, it's warm, and then it's...
Yeah. I have not found a cranberry concoction I have not liked.
Well. Welcome to what we're talking about. You might.
I know.
Back to your softball days.
Really? But I found out about softball, coming full circle. I do not like to stand out in the heat with bugs attacking me.
It's hot.
I do not like that.
No, I understand.
And watching one of the games, and these were really nice ladies. I thought that they seemed fun, but this was like these nice, like, you know, not yet middle-aged, like older at that point, like older 20s, maybe early 30s ladies.
Still hot pieces of ass.
And they were playing.
Not spoiled yet.
They were playing this team that was like the linebackers of the pub. And they were just the biggest, surliest, kind of women I've ever seen.
Shaving in between innings.
They had to. Yeah. They were huge, huge stock. These are feisty, big women.
Midwest stock.
Yes, yes. Sturdy. Sturdy stock.
Like a sturdy.
They look like if they were bowling down a line.
Type of woman that could take a punch.
Several. And give them.
Yes.
And I am not standing there with my little ball in the mitt trying to tag these women out because they will bowl me over and hurt me. I was like, yeah, no. The ladies that were on this team, they looked nice. I could play with them. That would be good.
No, this might have been like one team.
Who they played against, I was like, holy shit. I have to stand out in the buggy, sweaty sun doing this?
I would have paid good money to see you run around the bases. I would have paid significant cash to watch that.
How much money would you pay me to watch me run around bases?
To swing a bat.
Yes.
And then run around the bases.
Yes.
$20.
That's not enough to do this for you. I'm not your monkey. Give me more money.
How much does it take?
$100.
$100? No. Well, you got to run more than once.
Consecutively?
You can't do that. You'll be dead.
No, I'd be wheezing and passing out.
Consecutively, like consecutive days?
Yeah.
Like a Wednesday and Thursday? We could do that.
Give me a couple minutes to settle down. I'll do it again.
No.
Yes.
Not a couple minutes.
Yeah.
No way. No, you need a good 8 minutes. You need a good 8 minutes to poise yourself.
Yeah. All right.
So and the second time around is not going to be pretty. Like, you might actually trip.
Like, the first time around was going to be pretty.
No, but you'll kind of pull that off. But the second time around, I say, like, rounding second base, there's a stumble and a fall.
There's going to be an injury.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh, good luck. I tried. I'm like, fuck you. I knew you weren't going to make it. There's no way.
Even if I fall, I'd still get paid, right?
It's not really running then. It's not running around the bases. It's falling around the bases.
Stumbling around the bases. I didn't say it would be pretty or fast.
I don't. Well, it's got to be fast. As fast as you can.
As fast as I could,
right,
sure.
Right, but power walking isn't as fast as you could.
No. I mean run. Legitimately run.
I don't think you can run.
Yeah, I can run.
I don't think you're a running type of gal.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would enjoy it or it would be pretty, but I could do it.
I just want to see the outfit.
Yeah, that's a point.
I want to see the alpha. I want to see you squeeze your tush into some nice softball pants.
Oh, God.
A little jersey.
Oh.
Give me a Yankee jersey.
All right.
Might look cute, little Yankee jersey. Little cute little Yankee hat. That might look adorable.
Yeah. I could pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to see you squeeze into some baseball pants.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sucks and holds.
Now, why do they have to be like the smallest squeeze in and you indicate like tiny with your hands? Oh, no.
Well, most people
there's
don't.
Nothing tiny over here.
Well, generally, softball pants are not baggy.
No, that's true. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not a reflection on you.
Yes, but this
my softball pants are tight.
This would not be good.
Oh, no. I see. If I'm going to pony up good money, it most certainly will be.
Well, wait a minute. This jersey had better be more like a tunic. There has to be a lot of area covered.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Top jersey choice could put on your Jeter jersey. I don't care. A little Yankee cap.
Yeah.
But you're wearing softball pants?
Yeah.
It's not sweatpants. Not yoga pants.
Well, softball pants. Okay, so what's the difference? They're like.
They're warmer.
Oh, no. Oh, see, now as soon as we're talking about me being overheated, we're talking about ambulance on standby.
Average spring day. It doesn't have to be 85 degrees out or anything. I'm not going to do that to you. Average spring day.
Average spring day, okay.
Yeah. Not now. Not when it's chilly.
Yeah. All right. So it would have to be an average spring day.
Yeah.
All right. I could do that.
All right. We'll see.
All right.
I don't think you could. There's no way you could make it around the bases twice. I don't think you understand how much that takes to run around the bases twice.
I probably don't, but.
Yeah, with an 8 minute rest period you could, but that's not how I want to do it.
Why would you have to, who has to ever run around the bases twice?
In a row, nobody.
Right.
But we don't just like fucking sit and do nothing else either. I mean, yeah,
no, I know, but that's why I didn't want to do
although
this.
Although sometimes if you pinch run, it can happen.
Oh, God.
If you pinch run, you could theoretically go from first to home. Not from home to first, but.
Well, I see, this is why I didn't want to do this, because there's heat involved, and I don't like that. There's little tiny bugs that fly up your nose.
Well, this is why we're even discussing it.
Yeah, no.
If I thought you would like it, why would I bring it up?
Now, why is this? It's starting to sound like a little bit like punishment. What?
No, not at all.
No, just to see?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I can.
I don't think you can. With the smoking and the veal lifestyle, not a fucking chance. Not a fucking chance. You have many fine qualities, Pip Helix. Athleticism is not one of them at this point.
It never really has been.
Well, then it's just going to be worse now.
Because
shit does not get any easier as we get older.
No.
As every time I play, we find out and I come in with some new injury.
You come in with limping and
yeah.
You know, something bound.
This year was just fucking stupid the way I got hurt. But yeah, it was fucking stupid. Stepped on a base wrong, really stupid. Ugh.
I used to bicycle quite a bit, and I used to
do a lot of things quite a bit.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you don't do them no more.
No. I could do this.
See, but here's the thing. I think if you actually worked yourself into some type of cardiovascular shape, you could do it.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't do that.
And
that kind of defeats the purpose. I don't really. See, I'm not looking for you to prepare to do it.
And you're not looking for me to die. Clearly.
No, that's why I'm saying I don't want it really hot. I'm not looking for you to prepare because I'm taking you as you are right now. I'm
okay.
Sure you could work your way into that ability.
But like right now?
There's no fucking chance. I don't think Joe could.
Yeah, he could.
Twice?
Yeah.
Define running.
Well, I mean, I
don't think he makes it. I don't think he can run. I think by the time he gets between third and home, he's already fucking gassed. I'm not being mean, but I mean, how much cardio do you think he does?
A lot.
No. He's got to say, you know, he's got weird hours, sedentary lifestyle. He's not working out in the gym anymore. At least not that I know of. If he is, that, you know, if he's working out and doing cardio at the gym, then I take it back. But I don't think he's doing that anymore.
No. Well, I mean, I don't really know. I don't know his skills. I'm not saying I could run for a really long time, but I could get around the bases.
I don't think you realize how far the bases are. It's 40, was it 45 feet in between each base?
I don't know. I'd have to try it and see.
No, no, it's more than that. It's 90. Excuse me. I think it's 90 feet in between each base.
Wow, it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy enough to look up. So
yeah.
It's not short. Baseball's longer.
Yeah.
But I'm not asking you to do baseball.
What do you mean? Softball's shorter?
Softball's shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to do baseball.
Oh, look at this. The technicalities. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, baseball. Not a fucking chance, baseball. Not a fucking chance.
Well, like Yankee Stadium, like
that's
real
baseball.
Yeah. No.
Well, baseball's baseball.
Yeah, I know.
The dimensions are the same.
Oh, would it be the same on every field?
Except like Little League.
Well, that's...
But like a high school field is the same as...
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no fucking way. No. Not a chance. This is not an athletic squad that does this show.
No, it's really not. Well, luckily that's not the calling card for the show.
Luckily.
Like, are you really in a good shape? Are you able to run around the bases? Then sit here on your ass for 3 hours and chuckle.
That's what I do. I can run around the bases.
I know, but you're not called to do that.
Now, although running around twice in a row would be tough.
Yeah. I think that would be hard. You need to, like, anybody would need to race
a
little bit in between.
When you run your hardest, which I've done one time around the bases, by the time you get to the dugout, you're tired.
Oh, yeah. No, we're...
So I'm not talking about...
All out?
Yeah, I'm not talking about a leisurely jog. That's the point of running the bases. It's called running, not strolling. It's called running the bases. You're running as if you're trying to get an in-the-park home run, except you're not going to slide.
I really don't know because I haven't, like, attempted to do that.
Which is why I present this obstacle to you. Because you don't have a shot in hell. You will hurt yourself. You will stumble, fumble. It will be videotaped. I will laugh my balls off. $100 might be well worth it.
Wait, whoa.
$100?
Videotape?
Oh, no. Videotape, of course.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah, of course video. Please, please. My daughter discovered you licking Joe's foot the other day online. And she asked why. And I think I said because...
Oh, God, what are we doing?
And I think I said because it's delicious. Hi, Joe.
That little girl's going to look at us like we're creepy. Well, she probably does.
She knows. Has. Come on. Like, there's any airs going on when you stumble down and knock her shit over coming down here?
Does she look at you like, hey, it's Uncle Tom? No, she doesn't look at us like
that.
No,
she looks away. She never says a word.
As well, she should look away from the scary man.
Yeah. She looks away and looks like every heroine in the horror movies.
She looks at Joe as like an Alabama judge. She just looks away and recoils.
Oh, God. I get the same reaction.
So we were talking, and then we're going to move on. We were talking. I don't think Pip Hill could run around the softball field twice in a row. Running around the bases.
I need a break in between.
I'll give you a 3-minute break.
All right.
A 3-minute break in between.
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
You think she could do it?
Yeah.
When was the last time you ran around the bases?
God, years ago.
Yeah, me too.
There's no way you could do it. Well, I'm talking running. I'm not talking jogging. I'm talking you are fucking sprinting.
Yeah,
and you will find your sprint going from home to first.
I didn't know spring trials were starting tonight. What is this shit?
I know. Neither did I.
What is this?
I'm not even sure how we got here.
No, I don't know.
What
are you going to do? Catch short flies on the way to the...
No, you'll hurt yourself. You'll get hit in the noggin.
Look at this.
I don't know.
There's no way. No way. I don't even know who... I think Joe would win in a race with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you putting together this stupid Olympics? What are you doing?
Well, then it's the Special Olympics, but there's nothing special about you.
No, listen, if Joe's the mugger, let's face it, I'm losing my purse.
He's dressed for it.
With the little black skull cap on.
Look, come down here. We are going to do feats of strength. Come on, everyone. Let's grab the barbells.
No, I think he'd be good.
Tom, keep track.
I think he'd be fine at a deadlift. I think you could do a deadlift.
I wish it was your body.
Which one of us is dead in this scenario?
See what you do there. there's no way. Are you still going to the gym?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I haven't had a chance. But
I understand.
Here's the deal. Hear me out.
I don't need an excuse. It was yes or no.
Yes, but let me explain the situation. Basically, I used to live 5 minutes from the gym. When I start,
it's another situation where you live fucking further.
Yeah.
So anyway,
don't laugh at us. You move there, stupid. Well, at least you're closer to the woods.
Better to bury the body.
Suck a cock. You're better at it.
Anyway. Anyway, so the gym, it's the Retro Fitness. Retro Fitness was 5 minutes away from my old house.
Sure.
It is now about 15 to 20.
That's a bitch when you want to work out.
Right. So what I'm thinking of is if I can get there at when they open at 5, work out till 6:30, take a shower there, and then change, and then go to work from there, that might be able to work.
Did you do cardio at the gym?
Yeah, I did the treadmill. I did the machine. It's like the incline stair.
Oh, you did
the
stepper thing.
The stepper with the incline.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that machine's really
good.
That'll
kick your ass. How long were you on that for?
Depend 20 minutes. Depending on the time, with 20 minutes, sometimes I would do an hour on it.
Oh, that's really impressive. I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
But that's not current Joe. So my argument stands.
Well, it was Joe from a year ago. It's not like ye olden days. It was Joe from a year ago.
You lose that shit pretty quickly.
Yeah, but still, it's not like, you know, when I was, you know, back in the day, it was a year ago. You know, when I stopped going to the gym.
I know she's not getting around the bases twice. I know there's no chance.
Anyway, changes. Suddenly we move to.
I don't know.
We move back to the ball field again from the gym.
Well, that's what we're talking about. It all goes back to this.
I'm the lower hanging fruit in this argument.
You might be able to.
Where did this come from
I don't
anyway?
Know. She was talking about playing softball. She was talking about how she was going to play softball at one point.
All right, so back to you. No, you're going to play softball.
No, not anymore.
No.
But I told her she could wear a nice little baseball jersey, put a little cute hat, look adorable, mm-hmm. but she's got to squeeze into some softball pants.
Well, I like how it's squeeze into
because they're very tight. They're form fitting.
Well, I would
just
get
like a squid walking
like a
squid.
What an offensive thing to say!
Did I fucking grow tentacles in this scenario?
What a horrible thing! What a despicable thing he said about you. This is your pal. He compared you to a squid. Like you're gonna run and you're gonna leave a trail of ink behind.
That's
not the trail I'm leaving.
Slimy tentacled ink. Leaving object. That's what you're. What a despicable human being.
That's
you
not
are.
The trail I'm leaving.
No, that's wrong. It's going to be tight. And it's going to be like little, you know, squidly. Like, you know, see a squid. Squid can't really sprint. It just the way it does.
They just kind of like wobble.
So her feet will be squid-like.
Squid-like. Yeah.
I totally get that.
We had to walk that back.
Yeah. The tentacles.
He was digging quite well, like it's his grave.
I know. like the many that you have out in the backyards around the neighborhood.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to wear the ball pants, too.
Yeah,
you can wear sneakers, though, but sneakers are going to make it tougher. Sneakers are
what she's supposed to wear?
What
heels?
The hell would you wear?
You'd wear cleats. That way it's easier to.
What else is she going to get cleats? She's going to buy cleats for this?
Yeah, everybody else does. The fucking store is stupid.
No, we're
really?
Sneakers.
So she'd run around you to entertain your dopey whim. She's going to go
well,
buy cleats.
Well, no. If she picked up $100 for it, more than pays for the cleats.
$100 for cleats? Oh, okay.
No, I'm not
well, how much are cleats?
I'm not buying cleats that I'm going to wear once. No, I'm not buying cleats I'm going to wear once.
Where you were spending money here.
Sneakers.
She wins. She's just made $75.
She'll make it.
No. Sneakers.
Not a fucking chance. Not a fucking chance.
Joe's girl says, "What are you getting yourself into, Pip?" I'm not really sure.
It's even Joe's girl knows. Like, you know what?
Joe's
you
girl's
stay
like, "Back out now!
You got to stay in your lane because she likes you. She wants you to live."
The only one here.
She knows that a smoking, sedentary veal should not be on the ball field sprinting.
No.
Like I told you, you have a lot of good qualities. Movement is not one of them. and then here's the kicker to the thing. You have to make the next show. Because I know we could lose
Hold
you for
on.
A month after this.
Oh, you win everything, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, you would get paid on the next show. Because I know it's very possible I can't come in. I hurt everything.
I hurt everything. Joe is like stuck. Yeah, that can happen.
I
can't even help with this. Yeah. No,
so the payment would be the next. Now, if we do it on Wednesday, you got pretty much a whole week to heal.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It would probably be most likely in a weekend, though.
No.
So you'd have a couple days to heal.
A couple. Oh.
Could get in the way of your gardening.
It's winter. She's not going to garden.
No, we're going to do it in the spring.
In the spring.
Oh, okay.
In the spring. With nice 75 degree day.
75 degrees? No. No.
Spring.
That's
spring.
Yeah, no, 75 degrees now.
No, you're going to get a little sweat.
No. That sweat is not part of the bargain.
Are you going to be there like in a sweatshirt and a whistle with Coach on your shirt?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, should we set like a time limit? Like,
do the shot put and make him at the end of it.
I know, really.
Should there be like a time limit, like a realistic time limit? Not well, not like like a really hard time limit, but so that we know that you're not like walking.
No, I wouldn't walk. I would.
No,
I would
you might
run,
crawl.
No, I'd run as fast as I could. But I.
Yeah, but when as fast as I could might be like a limp.
No, no. But it's like
well, that's
a
as
time
fast
limit
as she can
it.
Go. That's as fast as she can
the
go.
The whole point is to run around the bases.
But if that's her
well,
idea
that's
of running,
I'm...
that's her idea of running.
No, running is running. Running implies speed.
But if that's all she could do as running, that's all she could do as running.
No, if you pick up a limp midway around the bases and you're significantly slowed, you lose.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be doing it as well. I'm not paying you $100.
No, you're not paying me $100.
Nuh-uh.
No.
No.
The look of pain on your face
would satisfy you.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
No, I'm proving a point.
Yeah, and the point is that I can't do it.
I don't think you can. You think you can.
I think I could.
Okay, we'll find out. No training. You must continue the lifestyle that's gotten you to this point.
Well, I wasn't intending to.
No, good girl.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, got to keep smoking.
Of course.
Don't want to give that up.
No.
You're still smoking?
I smoke like two a day, but if I do, because I'll skip days.
Right. All right, wow. Quickly. So you guys had a date over the weekend?
Yes, we did.
Come to see the band?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, the band sounded very well. But when I got there, I was it was like right about now. I just worked all day. I just fought traffic. We go in. And
I like how you make it like traffic's like a gladiator.
Well,
you're
yes.
in the arena with a shield and a sword.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
it is.
I don't think you haven't sat enough traffic to know what it's like getting up here.
Not very glad. It's more sedentary. No. Sedentary. I wish it was weaving
oh,
in and out.
It's battling.
Like
yeah. Battling.
It's a losing battle.
So I get there, and Johnny's got these chairs set up with this fabric over the chairs.
Oh, to match his blouse?
But he walks up to me and goes, "We playing a gig? I sit and shiver. What is this shit?"
you whipped out a shiver reference.
No, yeah.
Yes. Did you really?
Yeah, I go,
impressive.
What are we doing a gig and we sit and shiver? What is this
they
shit?
They were these gossamer, like, very clear, pretty. They look like scarves, but, like, really pretty ones, like you'd wear around a ball gown. It was like... What the hell?
Maybe he thought he was doing a catering gig. That's what he
they're
does.
They're folding chairs with these really pretty scarves over them, and I thought about shiva too.
Yeah, I go, this looks like
them.
A shiva call.
We don't decorate our chairs for
I
shiva.
I go, we got 30.
That's what we thought.
We
it
got 30
like.
Minutes to play when Elijah shows up. You know, it's, so
Elijah doesn't show up to shiva.
I'm just trying to make a joke. It's a Jewish reference, and she laughed.
Just
people
like,
laughed, and I got to have the joke breaker downer over here. No. That's Elijah. It's not that
because
the joke has to be correct.
You're just throwing
that's,
everything Jewish at it, and it makes no sense. It's like you have like three Jewish references
in front of a bus.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. It's like you got like three Jewish references and you don't give a shit. It's like, come on.
So anyway, I got to sit set up behind the chairs. And now there's not enough room to set up. And now
the
I
chairs are on stage?
Yeah. The chairs were on stage because we're doing
is he a hypnotist? I don't understand.
No, but he's like, it's.
He can call people up.
They were supposed to be doing an acoustic set, so they're all sitting down to perform. But it's just the way they were all.
I never understood that. How come if you're like you're not plugged in, you can no longer stand to play your instrument? What is that?
It's comfortable.
But I don't understand.
Because it the momentum of not having electric and having the momentum of an electric band, it's more mellower if you sit. I sat.
So it's for aesthetics.
Yeah, not it's just that sets the mood. It's easy when
that's
you're doing
aesthetics.
A set. You know, you set it there, okay? And basically, I usually stand, I sat, you know, and...
Shiva.
It looked like a shiva call.
It looked like a shiva call.
People have ripped
with
shirts?
Instruments.
Again, that's not part
of
shiva.
Go, we're going to do our first song. La ha 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 ha.
That what? Cat throwing up? What is that?
Oh, the callback they didn't even know about.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the band sounded good.
The band sounded good.
You know, and it was pretty good. So then, Pip, you know, it was cool. So Pip and I were hanging out. And what was your friend's name?
Carol.
So we're hanging out and stuff like that. And we saw the second band. The second band was okay. But Punky Meadows comes up. Now,
what is a Punky Meadows?
Punky Meadows used to be the guitar player in Angel, a band from the
80s. Early 80s.
Yeah, 80s and stuff like that.
He's the headliner. He's the one who you had to sell tickets to see. Because Punky Meadows, that's the way these things work. There's like one headliner that some people might remember.
That's the way it works.
And the opening acts have to sell all the fucking
tickets
because nobody really
flies.
Remembers.
Right, exactly. So It's music. It's
the way it is.
Look,
no.
It's like, you know, you talk about comedy. You know, so you, this
Dustin Diamond doesn't make you fucking sell tickets for people to show up.
Right. Exactly. Better get him on Opie and Anthony so I get his never mind. It's another stuff. But anyway, so Punky Meadows goes, and the band is really good. But here's
his
band. Punky Meadows band is really good. But the thing is, he don't talk. The lead singer does all the talking for any. And the thing about it, this guy has got more plastic work on him than a hood of a Corvette. I mean, I don't think he talks because I don't think he can move his mouth because they pulled his face up really tight.
He's just like, he's got these big round cheeks. You know how like people put those cheek implants?
Shiny?
And a little kind of shiny.
How old is he?
And these big
lips.
He's got
to be late 50s, I would say.
But
you really shouldn't look like that in your late 50s. You can still look decent in your late 50s with all that. I figured he was like in his 70s.
No. He's got like a mask. Like, look at this one right here. This picture right there.
Okay.
And if you can see,
that's not his real hair color anymore.
No, but also, can you kind of see that his face looks like a mask?
It's hard to tell, but I see what you're saying.
I said to Joe that this guy should not stand near an open flame.
Right.
Because it's just, there's so much wax.
Yeah, and like his lead singer's like, we're having a great time, Punky.
Lead singer's much younger.
Oh, yeah, about 10 years younger. So lead singer's like, Punky says we're having a great time. Why can't Punky say he's having a great time? Fucking
Punky
right
says?
Yeah.
You're doing ventriloquism?
No,
I don't understand.
They're speaking for Punky. I'm like, why can't that fucking guy say he's
like, does Punky nothing. Understand English?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I said he's like the Clarabelle clown of fucking rock.
Where's the Clarabelle clown?
It's a reference.
It's a dummy.
Well,
it's a ventriloquist
he
dummy.
Got that. But anyway, so. It,
really? Just trying to work him in, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, it's like he don't talk. Yeah.
No, it was
that's
very
weird.
Bizarre.
He doesn't thank the people for showing up?
No, his lead singer does that. He'll wave and stuff like that.
A lot of these lead guitarists are shy. But if they're there to see them, they'll say a couple of words.
But here's the deal. You know, and I don't know if
I'd like
we
to thank the six of you for remembering who I am.
I don't even know if we discussed, but he goes, yeah, maybe he's shy. But here's the deal. I see you at a restaurant. Maybe he's shy, doesn't want to talk. I see you walking the street. Maybe he's shy, doesn't want to talk. When you're in front and center on stage with your band, you're not supposed to be shy, you know?
Open your damn trap.
Open your mouth if you're going to come in. I want to say thank you.
Barbara Streisand is notoriously has stage fright. She gets out there, she talks to the audience, she sings her little heart out.
But she's the singer.
I know.
No, but some of these musicians, they're a little different.
No,
you
got to
say a couple words.
You
got
to speak. I mean, you got to speak.
Not a word. Was the ventriloquist.
I mean, during
a
Van Halen show,
talk.
Eddie will go up and say some stuff, you know. I just talked to the whole show. You know, come up. How's it? But he doing? Thanks for coming down. You know, he's a guitar player.
But say something.
Did anybody know who the fuck Punky Meadows was?
maybe the 12 people that came down to see him. You know?
So there were 12 specific people. Were they his friends?
No, they were fans.
No,
they knew
fans.
The work because he played some of his original stuff. He played some of the old Angel stuff. None of this shit I knew.
It's kind of interesting.
Man.
You've mocked Firehouse when you opened for them. Mm. But Dollars to Donuts, Firehouse is way more of a draw than Punky Meadows.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely, because they had a bigger... Because you got to remember, Firehouse had a career in the 80s. Punky Meadows didn't.
Actually, their career was, the 90s. All right,
that's fine.
But here's the thing. They were more popular.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's the whole band, or, you know, the lead singer, at least. And a couple... Like, nobody gives it... It's like, it's not even, like... Even if it was just Angel touring, it'd be tough to get folks in there. But it's not even the band Angel. It's the fucking guitarist from Angel.
That nobody's heard of.
Yeah, it's like when Choir
I didn't put this show together.
No,
I just sat behind my rig and slapped out some tunes.
I'm just sticking up for Firehouse here, because you mocked them.
Yeah.
And now you've opened for worse.
Well, it was,
as McClinton calls it, a world tour.
I didn't put the show together. I got up. I sat with my band. I played the tunes. You know,
they were good.
Out, you know,
they were good.
And, you know,
his tunes are
his tunes
art.
And the middle band. They were the.
So you didn't like Punky Brewster?
No. You know what? I'll put it this way.
I told her that I didn't want to meet him because I would slip and call him that.
yeah, I know. But the band sounded okay. Not my favorite music, but
it probably sounded like 80s hair band type stuff.
Yeah, and then as soon as Punky would start doing one of his solos, it would be like You know, like that sort of, yeah. Diddly, 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 diddly.
Well, that's what they're there to see.
Wee, wee, wee. Oh, my God.
But is
stop.
Is punking metal diddly dilly?
I got to remember that.
Again, like a senator or something. Anyway, or Harvey Weinstein. Anyway, is Punky known as a really good guitarist?
Yeah.
He is known, because I've never heard of him.
He is known as a good guitarist.
Does Johnny Reese have a tattoo of him on his ass somewhere?
No. But Johnny left. Johnny.
Yeah. Did he stay for this?
Mandy's opens up early the next day.
I go, I thought you like Punky Meadows. No, I did. I stayed for the show. He goes, but I was smoking a cigarette out with Jen, and I worked all day, and we were really hungry.
Jen's his girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought that's the lead singer?
Yeah.
I thought that was his girlfriend or wife or something.
They live together still. I don't know if they're still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. And she sang with the band that night. So
okay.
So it's complicated, is what we're getting.
Exactly. Yeah. So
somebody's blowing the guitars tonight.
So
we haven't decided who. Exactly.
So John split. He went home. Like I think three quarters through the way, he went home. He goes, yeah, we went home and I made some chicken and we fell asleep. And I'm like, okay,
sounds delicious.
Yeah. But I asked John. I go, how come Punky Meadows doesn't talk? He goes, I think maybe he wants to keep it mysterious. I go, you're in Teaneck on a Friday. The mystery's over.
Yeah. No, this is the mystery. Yeah. Even when he's there, nobody fucking knows. Oh, that's the mystery.
Who is this guy?
Teaneck on a Friday.
I mean, I was, look, not for nothing. I was tired. I wasn't pleased where he put me. Setting up was a bitch. I'm back and back at everybody's the keyboard player. I even said, thank you very much. I said two things. Yeah.
All right. Now, all right.
And you said the sound guy was being a little bitch.
Well, the place is called the Debonair Club. Of course he's going to be a little bitch.
Well, here's the deal. The sound guy comes up. I'm only using one keyboard that night. And he goes, how do you want me to hook you up? I go, this wire going to the direct box and go out. Oh, okay. And this guy is an asshole. We had him before. He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know why they kept him. But we're about to go on. And when I play, I'm like a diva. I really, you know, stand up. I don't give a shit. You know, whatever it is, the mic, I'll go on. But, I want everything just so. So we're about to go on. And I go, is there any keyboards coming out of the house? No. I go, don't you think there should be? And I'm like, I'm not playing a note of fucking music till I start hearing the keyboards come out of the house, you know, and
it's just what a ridiculous answer. Well, like the whole point is for people to hear it. I don't want to hear myself.
Well, I mean,
you know, like,
Joe's worked with him before, so maybe he felt better for the audience if not.
No, but actually,
you'd be surprised.
No, I don't think he sucks.
No, he doesn't at all.
Yeah. But
I just said I don't think you do.
All right. So with Dingbats is just as bad because Dingbats we play with Fragile Sky, and the Fragile Sky show went pretty cool. We, you know, it was very good.
Oh, good.
But the thing about it is, there again, the guy is like hooking my sound up. Oh, I really couldn't get much out of your PA. Really, I had a guy that was worse than you. Was able to do it the night before. and the thing about it is that I had an argument with one of the sound guys at Dingbats last year.
Okay.
Because they weren't miking something. I go, just put a mic in front of it, all right? And then I wound up just doing everything myself. And Dan Dowling, who is a friend of mine, and he has worked with a lot of the Good Rats. He was a road crew with the Good Rats. He plays with them. Zebra, all the major bands. One of the lead stage managers on the island bands or in the metro area. He's the guy. And I told him the story that happened at Dingbats. And I go, Danny, was I wrong? He goes, no. He goes, you're going up to perform. It's your stage now. And you have the right to have everything. You're performing for their club, and you have the right to demand everything to be the way you want it to do the right performance. Fuck them if they don't, you know? And when they go out and play with the 2U band, the U2 cover band, Joe Cumia's band, he will go behind the board.
Oh, wow.
And what are you doing? I'm taking over the board. You don't know what you're doing. Well, you know, it goes, really? I'm coming to your house. You want me to do that? I go, get out. And so he's that pushy. When they have people that does. So he told me, he goes, if you have somebody that's going to be a hindrance to getting the sound you want, he goes, you have every right to tell them to get out of the way.
Oh, man.
Still say Debonair sounds like the name of a gay bar.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed. It used to be called Mexicali Music Hall. And they used to serve.
It was Mexicali Blues before
Mexicali
that.
Blues,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mexicali Blues. And they used to serve food and stuff like that. And they changed the name. I
don't know. And there's nothing that debonair about this place.
No, you got to be a frou-frou place. You can call yourself debonair.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, they didn't change. And plus, they don't advertise. I mean, look, the hang post, but they don't advertise. When Anthony.
They didn't put it in Stepping Out?
I don't think so. Hmm. Anthony Cumia was on, still on Sirius XM. Rotgut was playing there, and Ant pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And still we didn't get the crowd we wanted because we got a couple of people that came out from the show that heard the show. But, you know, people around, they don't advertise. It's so rough.
You have no idea what's playing there.
It's so rough to get a band going, and it's so rough. And, you know, for what the clubs ask you to do and for what they give back, sometimes you wonder what you're doing.
That's why people play backyards.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even tell you this, Joe, but while I was sitting there with my friend Carol, we made friends with the people sitting at the table next to us.
Right.
And one of them was the guy who was playing because it was acoustic, so he didn't have a drum, but he had like
a
drum type thing he put on his lap.
Yeah.
And he was playing that, you know, to make it more acoustic. So that guy's John, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And his girlfriend, I forgot her name already. But John was sitting the next table over for a second.
Right.
And the owner of the place came over and told him that he better move. He's had it with his shit and he better move or get the fuck out. And it's like, the guy was sitting there being so mellow and nice. And we saw him from the time they got in there. And we were like, whoa, what the hell? We didn't say anything because I didn't know what was happening until it was over. He goes, Did you just hear what that guy was saying to me? And he was like getting all aggressive with him, and he was doing nothing. And then he finally came back and said he was sorry. He realized he was talking to the wrong guy. That somebody else had gotten
apologized.
He did, but at first he got all
mental on him. I think he might have thought it was Gary, because Gary, my bass player, said I think he had words with Gary, my bass player, or something like that.
Making friends wherever you go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because Gary's got his antics, and he goes.
How can you have antics when you're fucking opening up for Punky Brewster at the fucking Mexicali Blue / Debonair? Where do you get off fucking having antics? You can't have it. You're nobody. There's no antics. The sound guy shouldn't be a douche because he's not playing a real place, and you can't walk in there with antics. Can't everybody just shut the fuck up and do a job?
You can't look like a shiver call.
that's his antics. But those are special antics. I have a soft spot in my heart for his type of antics.
I just walk in, I'm like, what is this shit?
Oh, we have to tell you one more thing, though.
Yeah, you better do it quick.
Really quick. The middle band had their own Johnny Race. The guy looked just like
Johnny Race. I go, John, there's your doppelganger.
That's funny.
He was.
Did he used to work at Applebee's?
Yeah.
They went out to buy blouses together after the show.
Yeah. Amanda's to the rescue. That's nice. Look, Johnny likes to look like a rock star. I got no problem.
I told John, I go, if I ever wanted to start a Johnny Race tribute band, I got the guy right there.
Yeah, that's what we need. The Johnny Race cover band.
Rock and roll.
Can somebody tell him he's an adult? It's not a fucking greeting.
It was when he met my friend Carol.
Will somebody have that fucking intervention? Go, it's a music genre, stupid. It's not a how do you do. It's not a salutation.
I remember, there was one time at NEW. That he was up there so long ago as when he was married to Ann's sister. And Eddie Trunk from That Metal Show is running around. And he goes, rock and roll! And he scared the shit out of Eddie Trunk.
And he's like, yeah, I know. That's what I play. What's your point? What are you doing?
I was just saying
if like, we played a jazz combo, I go, Johnny B. Walker, smooth jazz.
Yeah,
smooth
he
jazz.
Would be.
Smooth jazz.
He's got to stop. There needs to be an intervention. You know, his balls can't be lower than his blouse. That's all I'm saying, and he's getting to that age. There you go. All right.
Funny.
When we come back, we'll do other stuff. Sexual assault. Lighten the mood.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go anywhere.